Friends, this year should be a special schuss for Kiddush Hashanah Vatznecha Gittel and Simcha Ben Necha Gittel. Bracha Vatzlacha V'chama Seyedeyim. We're going to be learning about the reason we say in the morning the psukim of Birchas Kohanim after Birchas Torah. That's our minug. After we say Birchas Torah, we say Bracha Hashem V'yishmerecha, etc. So the Heilige Kodeklaver Rav of Aryeh Tzvi Frumer, Simon Chof of the Eretz Tzvi, explains as follows. This is a very, very deep the football dicka explanation of the minhag. Birchas HaTorah patters both Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh, like it says in the Gemara in Brachas, the Mikra, the Mishnah, the Gemara, Tzarech Levarech. So it covers everything, Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. And the Ikra Mitzvah Torah Shebichsav is to read it mitoch haksav, in other words, mitoch from a Sefer Torah Kasher, like Tosfos says in Shabbos, Kuf Tesvav Amar Aleph, look in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Shin Lamed Aleph. Because Dvarim Shebichsav, Yat HaRashay Lomren Valpeh. What's normally written, you're not allowed to read Alpeh. And that includes, if it's not written on a klaf, not written mitol Sefer Torah Kasher. And included in this klal are two elements. Number one, that you're not allowed to read Alpeh. And number two, you're not Makayim. Again, Malpeh means not from a klaf. And number two, it negates a kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah when it's baal peh. Even according to the Man D'Omer, that normally a person is yosei mitzvah baal baveiro, that's only when the lav was not said next to the mitzvah. And you can have the mitzvah without the avera without the mitzvah, and only be mikred, by chance, they came together. Then we can say that you're yosei yidei mitzvah af b'makom aveiro, and ein avera mechabe mitzvah, look in Tosfos Nazir Beis Amud Beis. Mashenkein, in this case, that we don't find an Aveiru without a mitzvah, the Aveiru has to come together with the mitzvah if you're learning Shalom Mitocha Ksav. Because the Aveiru is learning to Shalom Mitocha Ksav, and that's also the mitzvah. So you can't have a mitzvah without an Aveiru. So Bevada, you lose out on the whole mitzvah if you read Alpeh. And it's like a Tanai in the mitzvah that it shouldn't be Alpeh. And similarly, the poskim write about the Lav of those Sishchan al Chomet, you know that a Shechti Karban Pesach, when you have Chomet, you can't say the essay of Shechti Karban Pesach is Dechel Lessay of those Sishchat al Chomet, because the Lav was written by the essay, so it's like a Tanai in the Mitzvah. So if you read Shalom Mitoch Sefer Torah Kosher, it's like reading Baal Peh. But today, because of Esasus Lashem, we are Matir to read not only from a Sefer Torah Kosher, from all Sfarim, like it says in Arachayim Shin Lamed Dalet. And it would appear that this heter is not only as far as the Isser goes, and it would appear that this heter is only as far as the Isser is concerned. The Isser of Torah Shebichsav Baal Peh is removed. However, not with respect to the Kiyum Mitzvah Slim Torah Shebichsav, because as far as the Kiyum Mitzvah, there's no heter Beis Asas Lashem. That was only permitted to read Shalom Mitoch HaKsav Mechsha Shichas HaTorah, but not for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And Adarabah, since Min HaTorah you're not Makayim a mitzvah, Adarabah, it's an Isser and it's not Letzarech Talmud Torah. Just Mishum Shichas HaTorah we have a heter to learn Shalom Mitoch HaKsav, Shalom Mitoch Sefer Torah Kosher, but not to be Mechadesh a mitzvah of Talmud Torah that you're not Makayim. So there's no Kiyum mitzvah, there's only a heter. And even though we said the reason you're not Makayim a mitzvah is because of mitzvah above Aveira, and here everybody agrees that you're not Yotzei, even though normally some hold mitzvah above Aveira you are Yotzei, but everyone holds you're not because it's like a Tanai in the mitzvah. And Lechora, after the Chazal were Matir, there's no longer an Aveira. So why don't we say here, since there's no longer an Aveira, so now there is a mitzvah, we can say that even though they were Matir, nevertheless the Isser didn't go away completely. The Yisr didn't disappear completely, since it's only Dechuyah, like it says in Pesachim, that Tumah, Dechuyah B'tzibur, even though Tumah is Dechuyah B'tzibur, the Pesach is still considered a Pesach Pasul, Pesachim Peid Alam and Aleph. So it's only Dechuyah here, this writing down of this Baal Peh of Torah Shebichsav, or using not a klaf, writing it not in a Sefer Torah Kasher. This is only Dechuyah. So therefore, the Isser is still there. It's just the Isser is mutter, but it's still like a dechuya. And look in the pure Sefer, the Sefer HaTorah Avni Nezer, in Yeridei of 7 Shinai and Vav Sif Katan Yud Beis. So in our case, since it's like a tanai in the mitzvah, that it shouldn't have a chisaron of Baal Peh, since the Isser didn't go away completely, it's still considered a chisaron and there's no mitzvah. So yes, there's a heter to read Shalom and Aksav, but not a mamash mitzvah. However, it would seem that nevertheless, you're Mekayim, the mitzvah of Tavat Torah, Torah is Torah Shebaal Peh, because lo'ilam, always, b'chol Torah Shebaal, there are two kiyume mitzvah, Torah Shebaal and Torah Shebaal Peh, because all Torah Shebaal Peh is a perish and a beer to Torah Shebaal, and therefore Yesh B'chol Masayim Mon, including all Torah Shebaal is Torah Shebaal Peh, like it tells the Shabbos Kuf Tesfav Ben Al Sof Diras Chalon Nasun Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simin Shem Lam Dal Sif Yud Beis. The Heilige Baal HaTanya writes in a Shulchan Aruch in Perek Beis Melchus Tamat Torah, the end, that Torah Shebaal, your Mekayim Mitzvah's essay, even when you learn and you don't understand Mashen Kein Torah Shebaal Peh, that you have to understand. And the beer is, like we said, the whole union of Torah Shebaal Peh is that it's a beer of the Torah Shebaal. You have to understand. If you don't understand, you're not doing anything. Mashen Kein Torah Shebaal, the Etzem HaMilos are a mitzvah. It's like Doma L'Tokei L'Shir Sheyotza. A person blows just for a song, he's Yotza. Because the whole vort is that you have to just say the word. You just have to blow the shofar. The Torah Shebaal Peh, you're only Yotza because the union is the tochen, and the tochen, the content of what you're saying. And therefore you have to understand the content. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Sav is just the words. And so when you learn Torah Shebaal Sav and you also understand, there are two inyan. There are the Atzim words, which is Torah Shebaal Sav, and then there's the Havana. And that's like the Torah Shebaal Peh. So you have Torah Shebaal Sav and Torah Shebaal Peh together. Nevertheless, the din of Torah Shebaal Sav and Torah Shebaal Peh, the Torah Shebaal Sav, you're not allowed to say Al Peh, is because Torah Shebichsav encompasses both the words and also the content, the subject at hand. Torah Shebaal Peh is only the subject. So the Tzad Torah Shebichsav Shebo is more Ikri. So the Tzad Torah Shebichsav, what's written is more the Ikr, the Etzem words, and you're not allowed to write those down. Meaning those are not allowed to be al peh. Not al tzvi. It's not the Havana that's the problem. Not writing down the Havana, but just writing down the words. Writing down the words of Torah Shebichsav, not in a Sefer Torah Kosher, that's Usser, or that was Usser until Eis Asos Hashem Beferu Torah Secha. So when you write down the words of Torah, so you write the words Chveis Torah Tzivalana Moshe Marsha Kelas Yaakov. So the Etzem words, that's Torah Shebichsav, and the Havana that you have in the words, that it encompasses Torah Tzivalana Torah commanded us, was commanded to us by Moshe. It's an inheritance for the congregation of Yaakov. That's considered the Torah Shebaal Peh aspect. And you're now allowed to write these words down. Because writing the Etzem words are the Torah Shebaal Sav, and that's the Ikr, that's Yosir Ikri. Etzem words, not just the topic of what it means, the concept, the idea, the words. You know how to write the words down. On a non-sefer Torah kosher, because that's Torah Shebaal Sav, Yatav Yishar Elam Ran Al Peh. That's also the Torah Shebaal Sav part. And then when there was a lot of shichacha, Chazal say, no. You're allowed to go after the Mehus HaTorah Shebaal Peh Shebo. In other words, you're allowed to write it, it's no longer going to be Torah Shebichsav. But at least now you're going to have the topic. You're allowed to write down the words of not else, it's not going to be Shebichsav anymore, because it's not a Sefer Torah Kosher, but now it's going to just be Bechinas Torah Shebaal Peh. So now you're making the Bechinas Torah Shebaal Peh. The Inyan, the topic, the subject, that's going to be Ikr. And based on this, we can explain beautifully the Jerusha of this Heter, Eis Lasus Hashem Eferu Torah Secho, Tarasecha. Tarasecha is Tarash B'chsav, that's from God himself, even though Tarash B'alpeh is also from God. But the mitzvah is that Shiyatza Davar L'Po'al Al-Yedei Chazal. Chazal expressed the Tarash B'alpeh, even though it's from God. It's like Miyom Echad Hosif Moshe Midaito. So it's expressing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's what Chazal are doing. Look at the Tiferet Yisrael, the Ma'aral, Perek of Zayin. Tavadei kol ma sheyotzir Chazal min hakosav al-yedei Rosh Hashanah nikra hakol divrei chachamim v'daitam. So whatever Chazal were motzi, tells Rosh, that's called Tarshav, that's called divrei chachamim. Even though it's nirmas in the Torah, it's been a Torah. That's still the word of the chachamim. Look also in the Adar Tzal Yodav Einir Parshas Mishpatim. So this is considered a hafar and a bittul of Tarshav Chsav. That it's not considered ikri anymore, because now you're allowed a non-Tarshav Chsav, Tarshav Chsav. When you write it down, and a non-sefer Torah, so that's being mevatel the Torah shebichsav aspect. That's not considered bichsav anymore because it's not a sefer Torah kasher. And we were concerned; we weren't concerned anymore about the Torah shebichsav being forgotten. That we already have sefer Torah kasher. We're worried about the inyanim being forgotten, the Torah shebaal peh aspect, the havana. So what we did is we gave chashivas to the Torah shebaal peh. Even more than the Mahus of Torah Shebichsav, because now as we allow Torah Shebichsav to be written in non-Torah Shebichsav forms, that's giving credence, that's giving precedence, preference to the Torah Shebaal Peh aspect of Torah Shebichsav. And there's a little bit of mir in the Chashivas of Torah Shebichsav. And that's the Eferu Torah Secha. When it's time to act for God, they were made for your Torah. What's your Torah? Torah Shebichsav. Now Torah Shebichsav is a little bit less Chashivas. Because now, they're writing down Torah Shebichsav. It says in Aruch Hayin Shin Lamed Aleph. They're writing down Torah Shebichsav, not all Torah Shebichsav, it's Torah Shebichsav, it's the Inyan. But not mean that doesn't have a din of Torah Shebichsav when it's written, not in a Sefer Torah Kosh. So that's a favorite Torah Secha. They were made for your Torah, the Torah Shebichsav, giving Torah Shebaal Peh aspect more Chashivas. And now, with this, we can answer a Gevaldik Akasha. How come Chazal don't say Esas Hashem Efer Torah Secha when they made Gzeira, not to be Tokeh B'Shabbos, not to be not the Lulav B'Shabbos, because of Gzeira Shemi Avi Renu, why don't we bring this pasuk of Esas Hashem? So based on what we said, it's Gevaldik. So only here, when it was Heferu Torah Secha, when they were being made for your Torah, the Torah Shebichsav. But it's an Eis Lasas Lashem, you're allowed to do it. But that doesn't, it's not shaykh to other drashas, that Inalad Epitokeh B'Shabbos, Inalad Epinot Aluluv B'Shabbos, that's not a Hefar of Torah Secha, of Torah Shebichsav. In the footnote here, the Eretz Tzvi says, Gevaldik, in the Mishnah, at the beginning of a Perkaro, it says, it's Mutter Lishol Shalom B'Shem. You're allowed to say shalom to somebody, ask how he's doing with Shem Hashem. Because if Esas is Lashem, when it's a time tag for Hashem, if Eretz Torah Secha, and Zakasha, so why don't we bring this pasuk? And every time we're doicha, let's just say Esas is Lashem. So we can answer based on the Maharal and the Siva Shalom, that the Torah was matir to erase the Shem Hashem in order to make shalom bein ish leishto. And we don't find that this Isser was permitted for any other need. And explains the Ma'aral, you know why? Because the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shalom, like it says in Shabbos Yiram and Beis, and when you're Mochek, Shem, Kedei Lasas Shalom, now when they make Shalom, it's like you're writing the name again. By erasing it, you're writing it. Because you're making Shalom. Ad Kan Divrar Vaniim and Divrei Pichachim Chem. By erasing Shem Hashem, for the Yish HaSot, that it makes Shalom Ben Yish Lishto, you're creating Shalom. So that's not really called erasing. So with this we can explain the drasha of Eis Asas Lashem, when it's a time to act for the Shem Hashem, for the Shem HaKadosh, by saying She'ela Shalom B'Shem, that causes Shalom. So you're making the name. So when it's a time to act for the name of God, by being Shoel B'Shem, Heferu Torah Sech, you're allowed to be made for the Torah for this, you're allowed to use God's name. because you're making shalom, you're making a shame by being made for the Torah. And not keeping the halacha of not using God's name, you're making Hashem a name. So it's permitted. You can't learn elsewhere that from other from here to other places where an essay is doch halos to say. So let's get back to our issue that when you learn Torah Shel Sav, Shalom Mitoch Sefer Torah Kosher, you're not Mekayim Limud Torah Shel Sav, you're only Mekayim Limud Torah Shebal Peh, like we explained. Because Sav is only in a Sefer Torah Kosher. Your Mekayim Limud Torah Shebal Peh, which was permitted because Veis Lasus Hashem, to make this Bichsav into Al Peh. However, Birchus Kohanim, we can say that your Yotzei Dechovas Talmud Torah Shebichsav, even Baal Peh, because the mitzvah of Kohanim to bless the Jewish people, and they have to bless Baal Peh, not Mitoch Ksav, and that's their mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah on all the Jewish people to get a bracha from the Kohanim, like the Sefer Haredim says famously. And in Talmud Torah, we say, Shomea Keona, like it says in Bertosis Brachos Chafam Beis, Dibra Masli Kadashachan Besina. And if so, the Jews who hear the bracha from the Kohanim are also saying it themselves because of Shomea Keone. So this is all Shalom and Aksav. This is Baal Peh. But this is the way it's supposed to be done. So you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Torah Shebichsav. So we can achar bidoche. So you can't say Shomea Keone here. But since they want to make a bracha, they want to get the bracha from the Kohanim, if you say Shomea Keone, it's like they said it themselves. They said Yivrecha Hashem, so how can you say Shomea Keone? This lashon isn't shaykh to them. Shomea Keone is you're using the dibur of the Medaber. Oysa dibur mami shaloina. So by hearing it, you're like the person saying it. And what's the pshat that you're that I'm a Yisrael and I'm saying Yivrecha Hashem and I hear Berachos Kohanim? So to Tosis Brachas. Chaf Amud Beis Ayin Sham Shesham Waseres Hadibris Chashuv Ki Lamdan Be'atzman Aseres Hadibim Be'atzman. It's like they learned it themselves from Ekeone. But here they want to be Mizbarech. So you can't say it's considered that they said it themselves, because that's against the Mechuvin. Mechuvin is that they should get the bracha, not that they should say those words. However, we find a similar Shomei Kone in brachas, that if someone says to his friend, Baruch HaChamana Diyavachalam B'Leach Lafer, that blessed is God who saved you and didn't put you in the land, the Chol is Yotze Yidei Birkas HaGoma. Even though these aren't the words that are shaykh to the Chol, blessed is God who gave you to us, Diyavachalam, who gave you to us and didn't give you to the dust, that's not the Chol speaking, that's them speaking, but still the Chol is Yotze al Shomei Keone. So here also, even though the word Yivrech Hashem is not Shaykh Mamish, but that we should be saying them, we want to get the bracha, but it's still as if we're saying the words, and yet we still get the bracha, even though it doesn't stem exactly. So since Birchas Kohanim is permitted Baal Peh, both for the Kohanim and for Yisrael, it's mutter not only during Birchas Kohanim, but B'chol Zman. Like the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that Kalayim B'tzitzis, that's mutter, is even Balayla, even women who aren't Chayv and Tzitzis, Hol Vishter Ishter, once it's mutter, it's mutter. So the Eretz Tzvi has Chiddush Agabe Chiddush here. We had a Chiddush that there are two aspects to Dvarim Shebichsav V'Torah Shebichlam Baal Peh. That's the Isser and no Mitzvah. And we said here, the only thing that was mutter is the Isser, but there's still no Mitzvah of Torah Shebichsav. But then we added that there is a Mitzvah of Torah Shebichlam Baal Peh. You're allowed to write it down into a non-sefer Torah kosher, and you get the mitzvah of Torah Shebal Peh. But then we said that Birkas Kohanim, there is Torah Shebichsav. That's supposed to be said Baal Peh. So therefore, that's not al sefer Torah Secha. Feiru Torah Secha is when you're giving less chashivas to Torah Shebichsav. That's when it's supposed to be Bichsav, and you're giving adifus to the Torah Shebal Peh aspect. But here, where you're supposed to be saying it Baal Peh, it's not al tefer Torah Secha, that's the lechatchila of this Torah Shebichsav. Therefore, you're getting the mitzvah also of Torah Shebichsav. Here the mitzvah still applies. We don't say that it's techuya and there's no longer a mitzvah. It's only the there's a heter, but there's no mitzvah. Here it's mamish a mitzvah. And once it's a mitzvah, And this mitzvah is done not only by the Kohanim, this mitzvah is also done by the Yisraelim. They're also saying Berachos Kohanim, even though the words don't work exactly for them, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. But just like we find elsewhere by Berachos HaGomel, that the people speaking to the Chola, they can be motzi him in Berachos HaGomel by saying, blessed is God who gave you to us and didn't give you to the dust, even though the Chola himself wouldn't say that, because he would say, but who saved me, not you. Do you see that the works for them also? So this Yivrech Hashem also works for us, as if we're saying the words Shemei Keon, as we find that by Talmud Torah of Shemei Keon, and we find it Tosis and Brachos. And since Birkas Kohanim, Baal Pez, both Kohanim and Yisrael, it's Mutter for both of them. So now it's Mutter at all times, like we find by Kalayim B'tzitzis. See, the Eretz Tzvi is Moiridika Mechadish. Very, very original. Kalayim B'tzitzis, once it's mutter even at night, it's mutter even b'nashim, or on the Chayavos B'tzitzis. Nachmer and Shulchan Aruch, Simin Memtes, Tavar Shishagur B'fiv, mutter lomer baal peh. And Birkas Kohanim is Shagur B'fiv, because the mitzvah to get the bracha every day in a Torah. In Chutz La'aretz, they don't say it every day, it's still Shagur B'fiv, because the Shlech Tzibur says it every day. So since it's mutter legamri baal peh, it's not the chuya, memeler yotzei dechovas limud haTorah shebichsav, even not from a sefer Torah, and therefore they chose birchas haTorah, because we wanted al asar to be reading not only Torah shebaal peh, because all Torah shebichsav includes Torah shebaal peh, but even Torah shebichsav as well, and anything else they'd read, any other pasuk they read, you wouldn't get the mitzvah of Torah shebichsav according to this entire mahalach. You're only getting the mitzvah of Torah shebaal peh that we allowed you to write it down, because you're saying. So you're right, in the end there's a heter, but there's no mitzvah. But here where lechatchila, it's not the chuyah, here lechatchila, you're allowed to say Berachos Kohanim baal peh, both because, as we said just now, it's Shagur B'fiv, and also because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is for the Kohanim to say baal peh, and also for the Yisraelim to listen and to hear it. They don't have to look inside. Lechatchila, it's not just the chuya. Lechatchila, it's done that way. So memela, we want to be yotzei birchas haTorah in the morning. Birchas haTorah covers also Torah shebichsav. So we want to be yotzei in miyad with Torah shebichsav. And that's the only pasuk that we can say that would be considered Torah shebichsav. Any other pasuk, even if we're reading it, if you're not reading it from a Torah scroll, then it's baal peh. We want to be yotzei Torah shebichsav. And the only thing that's considered Torah shebichsav that remains purely Torah shebichsav is Birkas Kohanim. So that's the reason why we say the Psukim of Birkas Kohanim. There are a number of other reasons given in the Farshim. If you'd like to hear them, you can email me and ask me. I can tell you in Nether, I'll find it, give you the sources. And we should all be Zocha. Little modu lulamid lishma velasas, for the time is called every salmatarasa be ahava, may amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.